Hey there, awesome people. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy rollercoaster with a cool head and a zen attitude. And trust me, in today's world, that's something we all need. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with negativity? Like the news cycle is one giant stress factory, or social media is just a breeding ground for comparison traps. Yeah, I get it. We're living in a time where emotions can run wild and our mental armor needs some serious buffing up. That's why today, we're diving deep into Stoicism, not the boring ancient philosophy kind, though there's wisdom there too. But a super practical toolkit for building emotional resilience that you can actually use right now. Okay, buckle up, because we've got 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional strength. First up, acceptance is your superpower. You know that feeling when something totally unexpected happens and you want to scream into the void? Well, Stoicism teaches us to accept what's beyond our control: traffic jams, bad weather, even that annoying coworker who steals all the good snacks. Okay, maybe fight that one. By focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, we can actually gain a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Acceptance isn't about being happy about everything bad that happens, it's about acknowledging it without letting it derail your entire day. Second, reframe your thinking. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism from way back when. But in today's world, this negativity bias can be a real downer. Stoicism encourages us to actively challenge those negative thoughts and reframe them in a more positive light. Ever notice how a small setback can feel like a huge disaster? Try reframing it as a learning opportunity. You know that saying, every cloud has a silver lining? Well, Stoicism is all about finding those silver linings. Number 3. Focus on virtue. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise, is the key to true happiness and fulfillment. It's not about being perfect, because let's be real, who even is, but about striving to be better versions of ourselves every day. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't run a marathon on your first day, you build up your strength and endurance over time. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. It's about paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Imagine yourself sitting on a park bench, feeling the sun on your face, listening to the birds chirping. That's mindfulness in action. By being present, we can better manage our emotions and avoid getting caught up in stressful rumination or worries about the future. Finally, build your mental armor. Just like you wouldn't go into battle without armor, Stoicism teaches us to cultivate mental resilience by facing challenges head-on and learning from our experiences. It's not about avoiding difficult situations, but about developing the inner strength to navigate them with grace and composure. Think of it like this. Every challenge you overcome strengthens your mental armor, making you even more prepared for whatever life throws your way. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're waiting for an important phone call, and every time your phone buzzes, you jump up hoping it's the person you're waiting for. You start feeling anxious, restless, and then, bam, your anxiety spirals out of control. That's where Stoic training comes in. First, accept that you can't control when the call will come. Second, reframe your thoughts by focusing on something else, maybe read a book, listen to music, or take a walk. Third, remember your virtues, be patient and calm. Fourth, practice mindfulness by paying attention to your breath and body sensations. Fifth, build your mental armor by reminding yourself that even if the call doesn't come right away, you're capable of handling whatever happens next. See? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about mastering our emotions so we can live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. And that's something we can all get behind, right? Remember, folks, building emotional resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. So be kind to yourselves, keep practicing these Stoic principles, and together, let's create a world where mental toughness isn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. And hey, if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, share this episode with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, one Stoic step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.